Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Across the vein of night, there cuts a path of searing light, burning like a beacon on the edges of our sight. At the point of total darkness, and the light's divine, divine.
A little Dan Fogelberg bringing us back. 23 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. That's the late, great Dan Fogelberg. That song is The Nexus from the Innocent Age album. Perhaps, clearly, one of the best albums of all time. Not the best, because I don't know if there are is one that is the best, but there are a number that are among the best, and that's one of them. I encourage you to. It's a 30-year-old album, folks, but it's still, you'll love it, I promise. It's 23 after. I think I said that. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. Lots of good stuff there that will help you with your small business. And articles, archives, things you can read, listen to, ask questions. My blog is there. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Take our poll question. And we'd like to know what you think about the poll this week. And so, in fact, the poll question this week is all about global warming, climate change. What do you think about that? We got a couple of answers, options for you there. So go there and check it out and let us know what you think. You know, I've been talking in the previous segment. I talked about this 21st century thinking that I've been talking about now for a long time, and that's how to connect with your customers, and how to get beyond this one-dimensional transaction that you're going to have with a customer. You lay your stuff on the counter, they lay their money on the counter, they pull your stuff back to them, you pull their money back to them, everybody goes home, and you know, bada bing, bada bam, it's all over, right? Well, okay, that's nice. I like those transactions are, you know, we all have to have those, right? But if you're going to stay in business in the 21st century, you've got to know more about why that person laid that money on that counter, why that person took the time to come to you either virtually online or over the counter at your traditional store and laid the money down and took your stuff. Why did they do that? Why didn't they go somewhere else? What did they need that for? What did they need, whatever it is that they bought from you? Did they need it or did they want it? Two different things. And so in the previous segment, I talked about 21st century thinking for business to business. Now I want to talk about 21st century thinking for your relationship with consumers, B2C, business to consumer. And you do something very similar. In the previous segment, I talked about asking your business customers, what is it about, what do you need help with your relationship with your customers, et cetera, et cetera. Well, if you're dealing with the consumer, you know, that basically means they're the end user. They're the people who are going to consume whatever it is that you sell them. Therefore, they don't have another use for this product. It's whatever it is, it's going to be used basically on its face. If it's a pair of socks, they're going to put it on. If it's a plate of meatloaf, they're going to put it in their body, right? If it's, you know, whatever it may be, that they're going to consume it. But you need to know why they're doing that. And you might say, well, because they like meatloaf. That's why. They're hungry and they like meatloaf. Well, or they need socks. The other socks have holes in them, or they lost one of them, or whatever. Whatever. Well, okay, that's part of it. But that's not all of it. That's what they need. That's the part about the need. They lost a sock, so they need another sock. They are hungry. And you have meatloaf today, so they are going to eat with you, so they have meatloaf. But that's only part of it. That's only what they need. And I'm proposing that if in the 21st century for small businesses, you can't survive if all you do is fill a need, because needs are commodities. The diner around the corner may have meatloaf today too. There are a thousand ways from Sunday to get another pair of socks or a new door or a roof or plumbing done or a car fixed or a new car bought, whatever your business you're in. There are lots of different options that people have out there. So filling their need is easy for them. Today, there's nothing easier in the world. than scratching that itch that is our need. But going to the next level, once I need something in the 21st century, especially in America, it's this way all around the world to some degree, but especially in America, I don't have to just think about what I need, because that's easy. That's anywhere I can do an about face and find what I need. But finding what I want is something that's different. And the best way to find out what somebody, we don't have to ask somebody why you need this sandwich or this sock or whatever it may be, because I know it's lunchtime and I know you're hungry. You need to eat. But what I need to know is, what do you want? Why did you want? Why did you choose to come in my shop? Why did you choose to click on my website? What was it that you needed what I have, but you wanted something more specifically? And so ask customers that question. Try to find out what it is that they want. If they may want peace of mind. They may want connection. They may want ease of operation, whatever it may be. But there's something more to a transaction today with a customer than just what they need. It's also what they want. And when you find out what your consumer customers want, that's when you'll be able to serve them better. And when you serve them at that level, at the want level, not the need level, that's when they'll come back to you more and more and more. And that's the key to success in the 21st century. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I promise. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.